God, it's quiet in here tonight. Three couples. That's what being 17th out of 17 restaurants in the Lexington area on TripAdvisor does for you. These idiots must be the only six people in the county without access to the internet. Though I see desperate middle-aged lover boys in again. Same shirt, different woman. He certainly has access to the internet. And she's probably trying to work out why he's twice the age and weight of his profile picture. Mind you, looks like she's got a work cut out keeping the sea bass down. You'd think he'd warn her. Must work out how to put that on silent.
That's it from me for a moment. Continue to enjoy your meals, and I'll be back shortly. Hello.
Hey, Nige. It's Bav.
Yes?
You free on Tuesday night?
Tuesday?
Quick, Nigel. Quick. Think. Quick.
I was hoping to work on my musical.
Pretty sure that can wait.
Right.
I've got you and Rachel a top gig.
Great.
By which I mean kill me.
How are your sea legs?
How am I what?
Look, finish up there and get back here ASAP.
Shall I let Rachel know?
I've already done it, bro.
Of course you have.
Right. Well, I've just got one more session here.
You still finishing each set with Fly Me to the Moon?
Well, I've got to give the customers what they want, Pav.
They're not listening, Nige. You could be playing Smoke on the Water for all they care.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'd go for that.
Anyway, see you in a bit.
Right. Oh. I'd like to carry on with a few hits from the past you might just recognise.
Oh well, why not?
Hey, here he is, Mr. Muzak himself.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi.
This looks distressingly cosy.
Good session at Marco's.
If by good you mean playing Fly Me to the Moon to six people.
Blimey, that place is going down the pan, Nigel.
I know.
But don't worry, because Pav Penny Promotions is raking in the top dollar gigs.
Wait till you hear this, night.
You already know all about it?
Yeah, I've been here all evening.
Just had pizza and a bit of Netflix.
That's bordering on a date. Ruddy hell.
Hang on, my Netflix account.
Anyway, look. I'm doing an event for Lexington Chamber of Commerce, and I've booked the Floating Riverboat Restaurant so they can wine and dine potential companies who are thinking of moving to Lexington. And...
here we go.
They need a bit of entertainment.
Of course they do.
So, you in?
How cool is that, Nigel? A gig on a boat!
I do suffer from seasickness, actually.
It's the River Lech, Nige. It's moored up. It doesn't move.
Yeah, all the same. What with my performance anxiety as well.
Oh, I've always wanted to do a cruise ship.
Yeah, this is a barge on the River Lech.
Well, maybe I could get a talent scout in to see you, Rach.
Would you? That would be amazing. I could show off my voices.
Of course, I'd need to negotiate a cut should they sign you up.
Oh, thanks, Pav. You are so...
exploitative.
Thoughtful.
Anyway, this gig's good money, Nige. Really good.
Oh.
Means Pav Penny Promotions is upping its profile. And I'm one step closer to getting my own place. And I'll take Stan with me. He can park his van outside my pad. And use my toilet.
Your English food, it is too wet.
Okay, I'll do it.
Brilliant. You won't regret it, Nige.
So, how are you doing, Stan?
I am a little sick for home.
Oh, dear. Is it safe for you to go back, do you think?
If he had to leave smuggled in the petrol tank of my camper van, I doubt it.
You are watching the Netflix?
Yeah, sneaking in a cheeky bit of Line of Duty whilst Nige was out.
Ooh, really want to see that.
Is that the one where the tall detective turns out to be Bad Apple?
That's it.
Yeah, probably won't bother now.
It is good, but it is no Happy Valley. I go back to van now.
Right, I better be off as well.
I'll walk you home.
No need.
I don't mind.
She said no need.
Well, I don't want to be any trouble.
It'd be my pleasure.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be any trouble.
Nige, you might want to do a bit of a tidy up. The woman from the Chamber of Commerce is popping over tomorrow. Doesn't look very professional, all these pizza boxes lying around.
Right.
See you later.
Brilliant. Really don't like boats. I mean, the musicians were the last ones left on the Titanic. That's enough to put me off. Mind you, at least I get to practice with Rachel. Keep her out of Pav's clutches for 5 minutes. Ruddy Pav! Bit lively for here. Seabass doesn't usually get that sort of reaction.
Nigel, how are you doing?
Hi, Marco. Few in tonight.
I know. We have some diners here from abroad.
Oh, where from?
Eastern Europe, Russia. I cannot place the accent.
Welcome to the club.
Maybe they're here for the Chamber of Commerce event. I'm playing at that, actually, on the floating restaurant.
You are moonlighting? At another restaurant?
I'm on a 0 hours contract here, Marco.
There is old saying from Italy...
Like you've ever been.
You must not run after two hares at the same time, yes?
Right. I mean, neither hare's particularly worth catching.
You concentrate on the hare here, okay?
Yeah, will do.
Good. Now, do you know any Frank Sinatra?
Well, tonight is my Frank Sinatra night. I've been playing it all evening.
Is there perhaps a different Frank Sinatra that I don't know about? One that sings songs that nobody knows?
No.
Then perhaps you play the Frank Sinatra everybody has heard of.
Yes, okay.
And let's start with Fly Me
to the Moon. Yes.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
This is great. They're going to love it.
Very good, yes.
Or I could do a bit of old Shirley.
Hey, big spender.
That's so good.
Spend a little time with me.
I might just take you up on that.
What about a bit of Vera Lynn?
I don't do her.
Right, sorry.
I do a pretty good Katy Perry.
No, don't embarrass yourself, Nigel.
Who?
Too late.
What? You've never heard of Katy Perry?
Come on, Nigel.
Well, I mean, I normally keep up to date with the new modern singers, you know, to add to my repertoire.
What, in case Nicki Minaj does a cover of Fly Me to the Moon?
Yeah, very funny.
You could be making that name up for all I know.
Oh, leave him alone, Pav.
Yes, thank you, Rachel.
Nigel's a different generation after all.
Ouch.
Well, am I? I mean, I'm only a few years. You know, I mean, you can't be... I mean, how old... I mean, I can't be that...
I'm 33, Nigel.
Right.
And you're what, 47, Nigel?
Yes.
Which means when you were listening to Culture Club, Rachel wasn't even born.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, I never really listened to Culture Club.
There's only a couple of years between me and Rach. We've got a lot of the same cultural references.
Yeah, I was more of a haircut 100 man.
Who?
OK. For once, I'm quite relieved to hear that flush.
Hello!
Hey, Stan.
Hi, Stan, how you doing?
Much, much, much better now.
I feel a bit nauseous.
You want me to take Nigel now?
Take me? Where?
Yeah, I thought this gig is pretty prestigious. We might need to upgrade your keyboard. Don't mean to be rude, but yours looks a bit shabby.
What? What's wrong with it?
It's beige. It's old. I mean, I can see why you like it. You've so much in common.
Hilarious.
But we need something a bit more Will I Am and a bit less No I'm Not.
Are these bands I'm supposed to have heard of?
Oh, you know Will I Am. The Voice.
Frank Sinatra was The Voice.
Oh my gosh, you did say you were 47 and not 77, didn't you?
Ouch. Again?
Anyway, I've bought a new keyboard on eBay. State of the art. Well... a load of buttons on it.
Yeah, be a bit more impressive for this talent scout as well.
And it was local by a collect, so Stan's going to run you over.
I am happy to help.
Yeah, your demeanour suggests otherwise.
Right, so how much have you splashed out?
Check your eBay account, bro. Something like 400 quid.
What, my eBay?
Well, I'm technically of no fixed abode,
well, so... how did you log in?
I guessed it was the same as your Netflix password.
Pav?
Fly Me to the Moon, all lowercase.
Oh, anyone not get that? Bloody hell, Pav.
Look, we'll use the money from the gig to pay for it.
Right, good.
Out of your cut.
What?
Me to the Moon. Shall we go?
Yes, go and grab it, quick as you like. The woman from the Chamber of Commerce will be here in a bit, so it'd be good to be back for that.
Right, okay. Oh, do you want to come, Rachel?
Not sure I possess the small talk skills to sustain the journey alone.
We could practice.
No music in then.
I best stay here then.
Yeah, we can squeeze in an app on Netflix while you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, bit chilly today.
I'm used to cold.
Right, yes. I suppose it is cold in... whereabouts exactly is it you're from?
I'm used to cold because of sleeping in van.
Right. So it's not cold in...
Crimea has Mediterranean climate.
Yes, of course, Crimea. Do you miss it?
I miss everything. From my morning coffee to my evening vodka, I yearn for home. It is an ache like no other.
That's a yes, then.
But I cannot run forever. One day, I will return.
Any idea when that might be?
Because my bog roll bill is skyrocketing.
One day.
You're like me with my musical. I keep putting that off.
I doubt if you started your musical, you would be hunted down and shot.
Well, the reviewer in the Lexington Post can be pretty poisonous. It doesn't really... compare. Actually, Stan, your story would probably make a good musical. Actually, yeah, it really would. Man escaping against the odds, trying to forge a new life in a foreign country. teams up with a successful musician who helps him discover his inner baritone. I mean, obviously that bit hasn't happened yet. Stan, this is the inspiration I've been looking for.
Talk to Pav about the rights. He looks after me.
What, really?
It is a joke. In Crimea, I was known for my humour. Here, I have no friends to laugh with.
Well, there were a couple of Russians in the restaurant the other night.
What?
Whoa! I think they were here for this Chamber of Commerce thing. You should come along to it, maybe someone to chat to.
Maybe now is the time for me to return.
Should we just get this keyboard first, yeah?
Oh, here he is, Mr. Muzak.
Oh, I wish you'd stop calling me Belinda.
Nigel.
Hang on, you two know each other.
Oh, Lechington's a small place, Pav.
Is this now a problem?
No, no, not at all. I just used to work with Belinda.
Yes, Nigel used to rent a tiny, tiny room at the Arts Centre for his little music lessons when I was creative director there, didn't you, Nigel?
Yes, I did. And that's not all, though I'd be surprised if you mentioned that.
Oh, yes, incidentally, he was also going to be a sperm donor for me, but that didn't work out.
Consider yourself surprised, Nigel.
Right. So you probably already know exactly the sort of thing Belinda likes. Musically, I mean.
Yes.
Only she's had a great idea for the gig.
It'll be no surprise to Nigel that I've had a good idea.
Just a surprise. You're now running the Chamber of Commerce after you ran the Arts Centre into the ground.
Yes, I was really quite in demand after the Arts Centre...
debacle.
...closed. This was just one of many, many options.
Great.
And I hear you're playing your little songs at Marco's.
Yes, yes I am.
Yes, can't say I've ever been. Not heard great things.
Well, it is 17th out of 17 restaurants in the Lechington area on TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor, yes.
Yes, that's lower than the one where they found a cat in the freezer, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a number 12, actually.
Yes, it really is a dearth of fine dining in Lechington.
Anyway, your idea, Belinda.
Yes, well, I'd like you and...
Rachel.
Rachel, that's it. I'd like you and Rachel to still do a few cover versions, just gentle cover versions as the guests arrived, as agreed. But then I would like a special song.
Here is keyboard.
Oh, Stan, I'm sorry, I meant to come and help you up with that.
Belinda, this is Stan. Stan Belinda. Stan's one of my drivers. He'll be roadieing on the night.
Oh, well, hello. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Stanley.
I am pleased too, but also hurting. Can I put this down?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
Great. Cheers, Stan.
Now, please excuse me. I must go to the...
Well, Stanley seems very nice. Just out of interest, is he from good stock?
Still looking, then.
He's very reliable.
Well, his bowels are.
And he'll be there on the night to help set up.
Super.
And this, of course, is the new keyboard.
Excellent. Let's have a blast, Nigel.
Right, yes. Well, there doesn't seem to be an on switch anywhere obvious. Must be one of these.
Fill him in on your idea, Belinda.
Well... basically, Nigel, what I'm after is a bespoke song praising all things Lechington. Just to reinforce to the guests that Lechington is a great place to locate a business.
Oh, there we go. It's on. Right, Nana, I'll try to stop that. Nope, not that one.
What do you think, Nigel? Great idea?
What?
Nigel?
Yeah, great idea. A song, yes, certainly.
You think that's all achievable?
Of course, whatever it takes, Belinda.
Right, I'm just unplugging this. There.
So you'll have the hang of that by tomorrow night?
No. Yes.
And the song too?
I'll email you a draft of the lyrics first thing.
Oh, marvellous. Thank you, Pav.
My pleasure.
Right, well, plenty more things to organise. Massive day for Lechington tomorrow. I will leave you to it. Oh, perhaps Stanley could see me out.
Of course. Stan?
Certainly. After you.
Manners too. Aren't you the complete package? Bye all.
Bye.
Blimey, Nige, what was all that about?
Well, I think she's still after a donor.
I meant the keyboard. We look like a right pair of amateurs.
What do you expect? I've never seen this before in my life. There's more buttons on it than keys.
This is big for me, Nige. This could really open doors. We can't cock it up.
Well, then you shouldn't have agreed to this stupid special song, then. I mean, when am I supposed to write that?
Tonight?
I've got a shift at Marco's tonight.
Well, after that, then?
What, at midnight? What about you? Can you help?
I'm not the musical genius, Nige. Anyway, I can't. I'm out tonight.
Well, what about Rachel? Is she around? Can she write some lyrics?
She's gone to get ready.
Ready?
She's out tonight too.
Right. I see.
I'll leave you to work your way around the keyboard.
Right. Ugh.
believe he's brought her here. He doesn't even like Italian food. Mind you, neither does the chef. At least she's not had the sea bass. Although part of me wishes she had. Extra salt in that wound, Nigel. No, I'm fine just being repeatedly kicked in the balls, thanks. God, this is purgatory. There are 16 other restaurants in town. Why here, Pav? Why here?
Nigel, how are we doing this evening?
Hi, Mark.
What?
Sorry, Marco. I'm fine, it's just...
I don't remember you having that accent when we were at school.
I'm a bit preoccupied tonight. Got a bit of a deadline looming.
And this is why you are playing unrecognisable songs?
I was improvising on the theme of Never mind.
That is your brother, no?
Yes, it is.
And that is your brother's wife?
God, please, no.
They're just friends, Marco.
Well, they make a lovely couple.
You didn't.
Yes, they probably do.
Anyway, they just asked if they could use your stuff a discount card.
Right.
That's why here.
Of course I said yes.
No, that's very kind of you, Marco.
But obviously I meant no.
Obviously.
So, I give them 25% off, but I take it out of your wages for tonight, okay?
Right.
Saves any embarrassment.
Yes, of course.
So you actually owe me £5.
Okay. Oh, you want it now?
Yes, please.
Right, there.
Thank you very much. Oh, and the two Russian gentlemen on table 6, they have a request.
Oh, they're in again, are they?
Yes, I said you don't do requests, but they insisted.
Oh, what do they want?
They want you to stop playing, so you can go home early.
Right.
Lechington, oh Lechington. Lechington, oh Lechington. No. Lechington, oh Lechington. Yeah, that's not bad. No, hang on, it's Galveston.
Oh. Oh. Hey, Nige. You're still up?
Yes, I am still up. Writing the song for tomorrow? Well, today now.
I should probably shoot off.
No, it's fine. Stay for a coffee. Nige can go in his room. The teeny tiny.
No, I should go. I need to be in good shape for tomorrow.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, Nigel. First thing, yeah? We can practice.
Yes.
I'll probably still be up.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, did you have a good evening?
Yeah, really good.
I hope you're not stringing her along, Pav.
Of course not. I really like her.
Because she deserves better than that.
Look, I like her, okay? She's funny, she's clever.
I know.
She's talented.
I know.
She's kind.
I know.
She's sweet.
I know.
Cool.
Yeah, I really need to get on with this, Pav.
Right, yes. Sorry, man. Of course. How's it going?
Well, absolutely nothing rhymes with Lechington, but apart from that, fine. I'm getting there.
Cool, man. And thanks, Nige. It's going to be great tomorrow. Really great. Really, 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 really great.
Oh. Lechington, oh Lechington, jewel in the Midlands crown.
What?
Hello.
Stan, you've been in there, what, an hour?
I have heard you singing.
Yes, sorry, I'm just getting this song ready for tomorrow.
Your musical idea about me.
Yes?
I want you to tell my story.
Oh, that's great, Stan. Of course, I'd love to.
Let us begin, then.
Oh, you want to do it now?
No time like the present.
Well, I mean, it is 12:30, Stan, and I haven't actually written this song for tomorrow yet.
I may not have much time left.
Right.
So please, let us begin.
Okay, how do you want to do this?
Well, I quite like the bossa nova beat.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy water.
Bloody keyboard.
To be near you, to be free. Thank you.
Blimey, Ringo, go easy on the drum solos.
I can't help it. It's got a mind of its own.
Oh, God, I'm nervous. I don't think the scout's here yet, though.
All good here?
Well, it will be once Nigel tames the keyboard.
I mean, I've gone button blind here. There's too many.
It's fine. You're just background. Relax. Keep it low-key. Professional.
Oh, sorry.
What's next?
Theme from Titanic.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, no, I see what you mean. How about Rock the Boat?
Is that any better? Just do it. Go, go, go. No dead air.
Okay, just give me a second.
You seen Stan? Need him to hand out some canapes.
No, not since he got here.
No. Right, we're good.
See you in a bit.
Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Yes, I'd like to know where you got the notion. To rock the boat.
To rock the boat, baby!
Rock the boat.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch.
Rock the boat.
To rock the boat, baby!
Nigel, can I just come to the mic for a moment?
Sure, certainly.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Rachel. Hello. Good evening, everybody. Hello. May I extend a warm Lexington welcome to this Chamber of Commerce event? I hope we float your boat this evening. We also hope to convince you that Lexington is where your business needs to be. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, for we are a town with our finger very firmly on the pulse.
Oh, sorry.
Please feel free to partake of nibbles and the complimentary bar and continue to enjoy our entertainment for the evening from our musical duo, Tia Maria.
Tia Maria?
Yeah, I came up with it. Do you like it?
Well, I like the drink.
Are you going to be able to keep that thing under control?
Yes, I'm sorry. It just does what it likes.
I think it may be sentient.
Where's Stanley, by the way?
Stanley? Oh, Stan. I'm not sure.
Only the chemical toilet is backed up. I should imagine a hunky fellow like him would be good with his hands. So I wondered if you could take a look at it.
I should imagine he's caused it.
Sure, I'll get Pav to find him.
Right, better keep on schmoozing. Carry on. Not long till the big number. Looking forward to it.
Oh, where's this talent scout? I wanted him to hear that song.
Shall we just start it again?
Yeah. Oh, but just vamp for a second. I'm going to give him a ring.
Okay.
God, it's high stakes this evening. My heart is racing. Ooh, didn't think the lech was this choppy.
He's not answering.
Don't worry, he'll be here.
Oh, I hope so. Do anything to get out of this town.
Don't speak too soon.
What?
We're moving.
What?
We're moving.
We can't be.
Well, we are.
Oh, God, you're right.
Right, keep playing. Keep playing.
What's going on, Pav? We're moving here.
It's Stan. He's barricaded himself in the bridge.
To get away from Belinda, I should imagine.
No, he set sail for home.
What?
He said he was homesick.
Right. Listen, we need to pretend this is planned.
What, sailing to Crimea?
No, that this is all part of the sales pitch for Lexington. We're showing them the sights, yeah? Do your song about Lexington now.
Well, he'll never make it. There's four locks in a weir. It's basically a loop.
Just do the song. Improvise if you have to. Point out local features of interest.
There's only one local feature of interest in Lexington, and we're on it.
Pav, are we moving?
Yes. Surprise. We're taking you on a musical tour of Lexington. All the sights to seal the deal. Take it away, you guys.
What?
Oh, marvellous. Pav, you are a genius.
All part of the service.
Oh, it's brilliant. Let me announce it.
Please, Nige, play. I'll go and try and break into the cabin.
Oh, I've just got a text from the scout. He says he can't find the boat.
Yeah, well, that's because it's not there anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. A little surprise for you. You may have noticed we are on the move. So please let us show you the sights and sounds of Lexington with the wonderful Tia Maria.
Nigel?
I think my seasickness is kicking in.
From the top?
Lexington, oh Lexington, the jewel in the Midlands crown. Lexington, oh Lexington, you're my kind of town.
Have to improvise, verse each, just say what you see.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, look to your left, the abandoned marina, and just beyond the derelict factory where they used to make the Ford Cortina. Rachel?
Look to your right. Oh, there's the town. Running along the towpath, he might hear me if I shout. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Are you auditioning?
Yeah, we need to slow down a bit, I think, Pav. Oh, where is Pav?
Lexington.
Who are those men running along the other bank.
Some friendly local guys.
They seem quite angry.
Lexington.
They were at Marco's the other night.
Hear their scary Russian cries.
Are they here for the event?
They're screaming at the boat. That wasn't part of the plan. I don't think they're businessmen. I think they're after Stan.
Oh, they're throwing things.
Is this all part of the show?
Stan, keep on running. Stan, the Russians are coming.
What are you doing?
Stan the musical. I started it last night. What do you think?
Love it.
Where is Pav? This isn't what I ordered.
Ooh, aren't we nearly at the weir? Oh,
there's no place like home!
About the chair!
Deathly quiet in here tonight. At least I am here, though. Lucky the weir was only a 10-centimetre drop. No one hurt. So no need for Pav to give Rachel the kiss of life for that long. Pretty sure she was kissing back by the end. Stan's keeping a low profile. Russians arrested. All a bit James Bond, really. Apart from me not getting the girl. Oh, I'm done here, surely. Just Loverboy in this week's blind date left, which is Belinda. And by the look on his face, either the sea bass is on its way back up or she's popped the sperm donor question. Or both. That's it from me for a bit. Enjoy your evening.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Mr. Muzak, with Nigel, played by Richie Webb, Rachel by Jess Robinson, Pav by Paul G. Raymond, Stan and Marco by Dave Lamb, and Belinda by Vicky Pepperdine. It was directed by Nick Walker. It was written and produced by Richie Webb and was a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.